This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden called Egypt's president Thursday to discuss steps to and fighting in the Palestinian territories, the Egyptian presidency said. The call is the first he's received from Biden since the U.S. president took office in January and comes amid intensifying efforts to secure a Gaza truce after 11 days of violence between Israel and Hamas. The number of people killed in Gaza by Israeli strikes since May 10th has risen to 232, the enclave Health Ministry said Thursday, as it confirmed five new deaths. According to the Hamas-run ministry's updated tally, the toll includes 65 children and 1,900 wounded. 12 people have been killed in Israel from Palestinian rocket fire, according to Israeli authorities. Unacceptable, that's how UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres described the continued crossfire between Israeli forces and militant groups, including Hamas. He told the UN General Assembly Thursday the fighting must stop immediately, end quote. Guterres said he's shocked by continuing air and artillery bombardment by the Israeli Defense Forces in Gaza. He added indiscriminate firing of rockets by Hamas and other militant groups towards population centers in Israel was also unacceptable. He said, if there is a hell on earth, it is the lives of children in Gaza. The General Assembly meeting was requested by Niger and Algeria, respectively the current chairs of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation and the Arab Group at the United Nations. This is VOA News.